Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend. We're about to visit. We actually haven't started yet, but we're just about to start our visit with our good friend Beverly Williams, the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses and the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of the outstanding new book on home-based businesses, The 30-Second Commute. Beverly Williams, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
It's always good to be here.
You know, something rather infamous happened this week in history. I think about 1917 or something like that.
What would that be?
The 19th Amendment to the Constitution.
Ah.
You know what that was?
Equal rights for women?
Well, I guess a lot of women would take issue with you on that. But it was the amendment that gave women the right to vote.
Right. Okay. I think that it was about time, of course.
You don't think things have gone downhill since then?
What? Excuse me? We do not want to get into a political discussion this morning
I'm just teasing you. I've been waiting all week to tease you about that, Beverly. I haven't teased any other ladies on the show about that all week, and just
so I could
tease you first. No, if you look back on the history of this nation, and you realize that we lost, you know, we lost a whole generation of young men almost in, mm-hmm. you know, 145 years ago, 140 something years ago, we lost a whole generation of young men over freeing the slaves, and all the things that this country has gone through, and all the people, men and women, that made it what it is. It's really a little bit amazing when you realize that women were only allowed to vote in the 20th century.
You're right. It is amazing, and it's sad that took that long for that to happen. But I'll tell you that I firmly believe that women still ruled. They just ruled quieter.
Quieter? Well, right. See, that's kind of what I meant when I said things went downhill after that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Yes, yeah. It definitely got noisier because it needed to be noisier.
I'm glad you said that, because I'd get in trouble if I said that. But, another thing that's kind of amazing, and I've forgotten what year it was, but it was only in the early part of the 20th century that citizens elected their own senators.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, they were appointed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's been lots and lots of changes.
It hasn't been that long since we had some pretty archaic things in this country.
Mm-hmm, right.
So we have come along. And I was just pointing out something, how things have come a long way. I was just pointing out earlier that in 1917 on this day, the New York Giants managers, including Christy Mathewson and John McGraw, uh-huh. were arrested for playing baseball on Sunday in New York
uh-huh.
City.
Uh-huh.
New York City's come a long way since then, hasn't it?
Yes, yeah, very definitely.
Well, this kind of ties in with the myth that we're talking about today a little bit, and that's myth number four. Give it to us. Tell us what it is.
I wondered how you were going to work this in.
I'm the king of Segway, Beverly.
Myth number four is home-based businesses are mostly run by women. And although that certainly was the option that women had available to them previously, when they weren't working outside the home, those who needed some extra money did it through a home-based business very quietly. But now, the reality is that there are at least as many men running home-based businesses as there are women.
At least as many?
At least.
See, I take a little bit of issue with your myth here. If you had said home-based businesses are always run by women, or you know, almost always, I actually do think, my instincts tell me that there probably are more home-based business women than home-based business men.
No.
They're not.
Based on what statistics we can come up with, which are not great, I'll have to agree, so it's harder to prove. prove statistically, but the reality is that it's almost equal. I believe the last time I saw statistics, it was 49% men, 51% women.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty darn close.
Well, that's more women than men.
Okay. Jim,
but the big news is that there are that many men at home base. That's the news, isn't it?
You're exactly right. That is the focus. That is the reality that we're talking about these days. And the types of professions that men are running from home-based businesses, men and women, I should say, is also the surprise. But when you think, if you think that the reality is that it's mostly women, then you're probably also thinking it's mostly craft businesses, things that women do more than men. Which
making soap.
Baskets and selling perfumes and all those kind of things. The reality is that although the craft industry is a decent segment of the home-based business population, it is not, by any means, the majority, even of the women. More and more, we're finding lawyers who are running businesses from their home offices. Accountants traditionally have had home offices as well as offices outside the home. You can go on down the list, starting with the highest profession you can think of and coming down to the craft person.
My favorite story, Beverly, is the lady I met in Washington a year or so ago who's an architect, and her job is designing prisons for the United States government. Or for state governments, I should say, for states. And her customers are all over the country, and she's an architect from home, very successful, and she works from home.
Right. There's no barrier anymore, whether it is your gender or whether it is your profession. With your profession, there are a few more stipulations that you might not be able to run a major retail business from your home. We wouldn't want you to. We certainly don't want you to do things that are going to endanger any neighborhoods or create any problems there. But otherwise, there's no reason why just about any profession can't be run from a home office.
And you know, another thing that's happening a lot, Beverly, are couples who are working together from home.
Right.
I see that more and more.
That either working in the same business or both of them having a home base.
I have seen that too. In fact, you've done that before, haven't you?
Yes, that's right.
Maybe that's where I saw it. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with someone who's a great sport, as you can tell, Beverly Williams, the author of The 30-Second Commute. Stay with us. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Beverly Williams. Beverly, give us your website, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
And Beverly's any way you want to spell it, right?
That's right. I made sure we got that taken care of.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Check that out, and you'll find out more about her and more about home-based business owners. You can find out more about her book. And your book that you wrote with Don Cooper, The 30-Second Commute, is available wherever fine books are sold, right?
That's right.
And a couple of places where they're not so fine.
Right, and through the website as well.
Oh yeah, okay, you can do that. Good deal. And also on my site, folks, if you find yourself on my site looking at some of Beverly's stuff, you should be able to click a link there to her book and buy it there as well. Beverly, of course, the myth that we're talking about is that most home-based businesses are run by women. You know, Beverly, and this is something you might not know, Beverly, the first home-based business was run by a man. You know that, don't you?
Pray tell, which one was that?
I don't know who it was, but it had to have been a man because, you know, as you and I pointed out many times here on the show, the original businesses were home-based.
Right? Yes.
And so, you know, so some man decided to feed his family, you know, while the woman, you know, took care of the family and the house, some man decided to run his business out of their home one day.
Well, I probably doubt that they thought of it that way, but you're probably right. The ranchers,
I'm sorry,
the farmers.
I missed that last part. What did you say, Beverly?
Yes. You're probably right. I'll repeat it.
Okay, I thought that's what you said.
Yes. However, I will qualify that with, it wouldn't have been possible without the woman there to support him by making his clothes and making his food and
no
keeping
question
the house
about it. And
patting
him on the back and tell him what, tell him what a good job he was doing, right?
And go out and give him that extra pair of hands when he needed it.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
All kidding aside, you're absolutely right that the ranchers and farmers were the original home-based businesses here.
Well, and the blacksmiths and the shopkeepers.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I know we've said this before, Beverly, but I really think this bears repeating, and that is that the original businesses weren't major corporations. They were small shops and home-based businesses.
That's exactly right. And even the live-work units that people are so proud of, touting today are not original. As you mentioned, if you think back to your old Western movies, how many people lived above the saloon or above the hat maker shop or above the wherever it was? The live-work units were original also.
I knew people. I grew up knowing people like that.
Yes. It has always been part of our country and other countries as well, of course. And men traditionally did run those businesses with the wife supporting them in other ways. So this is not something new. It is not something unique. It has always been here. People just need to think about it in a little different light than what they're doing. I still, even after almost 15 years of working on this issue, I still get people who say to me, well, this is mostly women, right? Or it's mostly craft businesses, right? I go, no, wrong. Big time wrong, people. Change your mindset. It is not just women sitting home crocheting for the local consignments.
But I bet you get that question less than ever before.
You're right. I do.
That's the second
people, time I've said you're right. I want you to note that.
That's actually the third time today you've said that.
Excuse me.
I record these things. That's right.
you're absolutely right that there is less and less of that, but it still astounds me how often I run across it. There is still a mindset from the non-home-based community that thinks that it's mostly women doing craft-type businesses at home.
Well, and those same people think that there are probably maybe a million small businesses in America.
Yes, probably.
When in truth, there are tens of millions, counting the home-based business owners.
Yes, absolutely correct. And I think even then we're still underestimating a great deal.
I think you're probably right. And the thing is this movement, this home-based business movement, is growing, isn't it?
Well, see, I don't think it's just a movement. I think it is something. It is definitely growing.
Well, the only reason I call it a movement is because more and more people are feeling less self-conscious about being home-based.
Okay.
It's becoming more legitimate. It's always been legitimate, but it's not. But only in the minds has it
right.
not
perception
been legitimate.
It hasn't been. You're absolutely correct.
There's four.
I thought of that as soon as I said, I have to find another way of talking to you. We're having fun today, Jim. That's important. And the reality is it's fun to have a home-based business, too. I really think that more and more people are changing their minds about what it really means to be a home-based business owner. There are more and more people, men and women, who are looking at this as an option. They're doing it quietly. They're not. This is not a revolution. For some people it may be, but for most people it's a quiet movement.
It's kind of a revolution for you. You're a revolutionary, Beverly.
Well,
you're a little bit like, and it's okay. That's what we love about you.
Yeah,
Beverly, give us your website one more time.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
And the book is called The 30-Second Commute by Beverly Williams and Don Cooper. Thanks, Beverly.
Thank you.
See you next time.
I'll be here.
Hey, Bev?
Yes.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Quick break, 29 after. Right back after these messages with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.